Good afternoon, American Fork. This is Mike Schofield here with you today at the Nebo Band Tournament. I'm evaluating your performance today as it relates to visual ensemble. Looking forward to your performance. I wish you the best of luck. Have a great run and have a great time. This is very interesting, very intriguing. Make sure every single person is committing completely to the character that they need to portray to prevent a sense of aimlessness. Nice job of coming into this together. Very well done. Like the coordination of choreography here, very nicely done. Really define the angle of that arm. Are we bending the elbow? Are we fully extending it? Is the arm coming above our eyes, or is it stopping at the chin or the nose? You know, really, really hone in on those little details. Nice, impressive moment here. Trumpets, all these high brass members over here, make sure we're extending their arms completely. Make that unified from person to person. Overall feet timing and pulse control is very strong. Yeah, with these diagonals, continue to refine them and just get them to be as perfect as possible. They're very good now, but they're definitely not perfect, especially as we go into those lunges. Are we allowing the knee to go all the way over the toe? Are we stopping it at the ankle? What are we doing with the trailing foot? Are we making sure that the foot is vertical? Or are we allowing it to fall into the side? So those are things to look at as you continue to enhance the excellence of your performance. Definitely noted change of technique here from the saxophones. Nicely done within this section. Yeah, be careful of those touch and goes too, because stop the weight on the toe and not allow it to lunge forward. Appreciate this choreography here. It looks really nice. Make sure our forms stay accurate as we do the choreography, and then just define what we're going to do, how high the foot's going to come. Is it coming up to the knee and going straight down the pant leg? Little details such as those. Nice job with this, getting the feet in time once we stepped off. The step off was a little bit haphazardly done, so just be careful about that. Downbeat initiation, get that foot to the ground on time. Very quick recovery, which shows excellent evidence of training. Careful that rotating block in the saxophone section, the ends of it, of the lines, getting there on time and taking the appropriate step size. It just looked a little bit frantic, that's all. Yeah, nice job of locking this form into control. as the follow the leader happens, make sure our spatial awareness stays very keen. Hold that space. Just looking at the flute players, there is a little bit difference, but from in one individual to the next is how they are approaching the backward slide. Make sure we get that right shoulder pulled all the way back, all the way from the hip. Very nice, though. Excellent moment. Very well done.
So, to me, it's really clear that the color guard considerations from the very beginning of the design process, they're so well integrated and featured and supported that there's just no other way to show the vision that we've accomplished. There's a nice variety of the challenge for that.
Nice job of committing to these poses here. Very nice job, Woodwinds, with your feature. Yeah, I'm just impressed with the overall attention to detail. I think the next step for something would be for me to prepare some of the weaker marchers to be up to par with the best of them. Right now, there's not a complete inability for me to pick out who the newer marchers are, and I'm sure that's something you'll continue to refine as the season progresses. Very nice job with the body work there. Careful of feet timing coming out of that, going to the over towards the 30s in the winds. Nice job with this section here. It didn't seem to me though that the middle of the lines had a chance to expand outwardly as much as they should have, though. It seemed just a little bit rushed. I'm talking about on the 35s. But great drum break, nice contribution from the guard in this overall moment. Really great. Yeah, continue to refine touch and goes, because that really plays a part in the transition of motion. Make that as smooth as you can. Sometimes we're going at these quicker tempos and taking larger steps. It's very easy to let the weight bog down on the touched foot, on the foot that's on either the back foot going backward or front foot going forward on a touch and go, and not stopping the weight from allowing the upper body to be manipulated in a way that we don't want. So that's just something to refine and make it even smoother. Nice job here. Great. And the woodwind's starting to get any of these rotating lines. Continue to refine. Those rotating lines, like the little propeller things that the woodwinds are doing, the middle person taking the smallest steps, people on the outside taking the largest steps. That's just a noticeable moment of inconsistency there, and I know that you want those to look better. So, and I'm talking about over next to the 25s and the 30s towards the end of the production. Okay, but overall, just tremendous performance. Really, really well done. It's obvious that you guys have some fantastic instruction going on at your school, and have been well trained in how to march and how to address the interval and spacing and form control and step size. The challenge is right in front of you, and you have reason to it. So congratulations. Just continue to refine all those little details throughout the remainder of your season. And thank you very much. It was a privilege enjoying your performance today. Take care.